Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to welcome all of you at the conference call regarding the announcement of first quarter 2011 financial results of Pegas Nonwovens. Today's speakers on the call are Mr. František Řezáč, the CEO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, the CFO of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is known to you. We will go through the presentation, which you should have in front of you, or is available on the website. After we finish the presentation, then you will have a chance to ask questions. Now, I'm going to hand over to Mr. Řezáč to kick off with the presentation.
Thank you, Lara. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. I am glad to say that we consider achieved results in the first quarter 2011 as positive, especially considering the fact that prices of polymers, the main input raw materials, again increased significantly and reached all-time record levels. Despite our very good sales performance and our consistent effort in increasing production efficiency, we were unable to fully mitigate the negative impact of this price increase on our financial results. Although it's not possible to predict the future development of polymer prices, we are currently registering signs of stabilization, and the trend of significant price increases shouldn't continue throughout the remainder of this year. The second quarter of this year will also be affected by higher polymer prices from the first quarter. However, we believe that we will be able to eliminate this factor and achieve our guidance for the full year. Currently, we are fully focused on operational matters, namely the successful commencement of the new production line, which will be launched in the third quarter. Our increased production capacity should then support the financial results of the second half of this year. Please turn to slide number six. Now, I would like to go through the key highlights of the first quarter of 2011. Our revenues in the first quarter amounted to 41 million euro, which is 19.2% higher compared with the same period last year, driven again by the increase in the polymer prices. In the first quarter, we recorded an EBITDA of 8.3 million euro, down by 6.6% over last year. The decline in EBITDA is primarily the result of the negative effect of the raw material price pass-through mechanism and the increase in staff costs denominated in euro. Profit from operations, EBIT, amounted to euro 6.1 million and increased by 28.9% compared to the same period in 2010 and was impacted by the change of depreciation policy, specifically the change of estimated useful lifetime of production lines. Net profit amounted to 6.4 million euro, down by  16.5% year-on-year due to lower FX gains and higher income tax. With respect to our production, we produce 2.7% more nonwovens, and we are fully utilizing our current capacity. Our capacity is sold out for the rest of this year. And now I would like to ask Marián to continue with presentation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Please follow me directly to the slide number 9 to look at the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. And let me briefly comment on the items which haven't been discussed in the previous slide. The total raw materials and consumables used in the first quarter of 2011 amounted to euro 30.6 million, a 27.8% year-on-year increase. The main factor was the increase in the purchase prices of polypropylene and polyethylene. Total staff cost went up by 13.9% year-on-year to euro 2 million in the first quarter of 2011. The year-on-year growth in staff costs expressed in euro resulted from the appreciation of the Czech crown against the euro. Total staff costs denominated in Czech crown, excluding the share option plan, increased by 10.4% due to newly hired employees needed for the new production line and the indexation of wages. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached euro 2.1 million in the first quarter of 2011, down by 48.1% year on year. As of January 1, 2011, we decided to extend the residual estimated useful life of production technology. The prolongation of estimated useful lifetime will cause the depreciation and amortization expense to decrease in 2011 by approximately euro 6.7 million. FX changes and other financial income expense net amounted to euro 2.2 million, down by 48.8%. The year-on-year change of this item resulted from the development of the Czech crown euro FX rate and from the subsequent unrealized FX changes related to the revaluation of the balance sheet items to euro. Interest expense related to debt servicing amounted to euro 0.8 million in the first quarter of 2011, a 3.5% decrease compared with the first quarter of 2010. The stable level of interest expenses is the result of a similar size of the company's net debt in the compared period. In the first quarter of 2011, income tax expense amounted to euro 1.2 million, up by 78.7% over the first quarter of 2010. The total amount represents the current tax payable. Changes in deferred tax were negligible in the first quarter of this year. Please turn to the next slide. And now we will speak about the revenue breakdown. So, in the first 3 months of 2011, sales of products for hygiene were the strongest sales segment and represented 86.5% of total sales. In the first quarter of 2011, the share of revenues from sales of non-woven textile represents a slight decrease compared with 87.2% share in the first quarter of 2010. In the first quarter of 2011, the revenues from the sales of lightweight and bi-component materials reached euro 8.2 million, a 28.9% increase compared to the first quarter of 2010. The proportion of this product category to the total sales in the first quarter of 2011 amounted to 19.9% compared with an 18.4% share in the first quarter of the previous year. Revenues from sales of non-hygiene products for construction, agriculture and the medical industry amounted to euro 5.5 million in the first quarter of 2011. Representing an increase of 24.9% year on year. The proportion of sales of non-hygiene products to the total sales in the first quarter of 2011 amounted to 13.5% compared with 12.8% share in the first quarter of 2010. The geographical distribution of the market confirms the company's steady focus on sales to the broader European area. In the first quarter of 2011, revenues from sales to Western Europe amounted to euro 22.7 million, which represented a 55.3% share of total revenues compared with a 60.1% share in the same period in 2010. In the same period, revenues from sales to Central and Eastern Europe and Russia amounted to euro 16.9 million and represented a 41.1% share of total revenues compared to a 35% share in the first quarter of 2010. Revenues from sales to other territories amounted to euro 1.5 million and represented a 3.6% share of total revenues compared with a 4.9% share in the first quarter of 2010. On the next slide, we will be speaking about the cost composition. So changes in the cost composition in the first 3 months of 2011 were driven primarily by a further increase in polymer prices, annually by 32.8%. As a result, the share of consumed polymers on total operating costs including depreciation, went up from 63% in first quarter of 2010 to 71% in the first quarter of 2011. The share of depreciation on total cost declined from 14% to 6% due to already mentioned extension of the estimated useful life of production technology, which we, the staff cost we discussed on the previous slide. Annual electricity charges went up by 3.1% due to higher distribution costs. Next slide, please. Now this statement of financial position. So let me comment on the most significant changes. If we compare the positions from March 31st, 2010 and March 31st, 2011, we can say that first, goodwill increased due to the appreciation of the Czech koruna against the euro. Property, plant and equipment increased mainly in connection with the construction of the new line. Inventories were up primarily due to higher prices of polymers. Trade and other receivables were again higher due to higher polymer prices. Trade and other payables increased temporarily due to invoices related to the new line, and again part of the increase in this item was driven by the higher polymer prices. And last, short-term financial debt as at March 31st, 2011 was up since we keep more money on the overdraft account for the payment related to the construction of the new line. Next slide describes our cash flow statement. Some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first quarter of 2011 also impacted the cash flow statement. In general, majority of the changes in the cash flow statement were again related to the new production line project. Main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are: first, increase in investments due to the capital expenditures related to the ninth production line project. Second, lower depreciation due to the changed methodology of the useful lifetime of the machinery. And third, higher payables and higher short-term debt related to the current payments for the works on the ninth production line. Next slide, it's CapEx development. With respect to our capital expenditures, this year will be the most demanded as the majority of the payments for the ninth production line will be realized this year. Overall, we plan to invest Euro 32 million and most of it will be the expansion capex. Now I will hand back to František Řezáč, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Marian. As I said at the beginning, the company can confirm the guidance which we gave the market in March this year. In the first quarter, operating results were affected by the development in polymer prices, and the growth in polymer prices will also have an effect on our profitability in the second quarter. However, again, we believe that we will be able to mitigate this factor in the second half of the year, and the prices of polymers will go down in the second half, and it will help us as well. Therefore, I can say, and we would like to confirm this guidance, for 2011, we expect EBITDA to grow, and it should be between 2%, from 2 to 7% compared to the results achieved in 2010. That's all from our side, and I would like to thank you for your attention.
Excellent. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marian, for your presentation. Operator, we are ready to take questions now.
Thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. To cancel the question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star one to register your question or comments and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register their questions. Our first question comes from the line of Radim Kremel. Please go ahead with your question and also your company's name.
Yes, good afternoon, Radim Kramov from Česká spořitelna. I have evergreen questions for you. I was wondering if you could either comment or tell us any date when you would be commenting your potential expansion either abroad, or you were already mentioning also the Nadal line. If, as you mentioned earlier, still the end of second quarter is valid, or whether the decision will be postponed. My second question would be, what is your estimated time for the launch of the third line, or the new line, and what volumes can we expect in 2011 from this new line, and when do you plan to decide on dividends? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. Regarding the potential growth of the company, as we've said several times, we monitor the potential M&A opportunities, and we are exploring some potential greenfield projects. I think that we don't have any real M&A projects now. We don't work on anything, and what is more possible and probable, it will be expansion outside the Czech Republic or outside Europe. And we can confirm that the final decision should be made within the second quarter of 2011. And if we do that, then you can expect some more information. Regarding the new line, let's say to simplify that a little bit, because this will be not simple process to launch that to reach the guaranteed figures to qualify all materials from this line, but we can calculate, and you can calculate, that the output for 2011 from this line should be around 5,000 tons. It is what is expected. If everything goes well, then 5,000 tons is a right figure, more or less a right figure. And regarding the dividend, I can say that we haven't changed our dividend policy, and it means that we should follow the same process as last year's. And you can expect some further information regarding our dividend payment in summer, August. August, I think that there will be final decision, and then some specific details. I think that it is in September.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to register your question, please press star followed by 1 on your telephone keypad. And it's the hash or pound key to cancel. And once again, it's star 1 to register your question or comment and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no question at this time, so I hand the conference back to you.
Okay, if there are no questions to the management of Pegas, we will finish the conference call now. Of course, you can contact us later on via email or telephone. And again, thank you, Mr. Rezac and Mr. Rashik, for your presentation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.